This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back.
Are you back?
Double T, your host. Always a
favor?
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me and taking your time and just being part of the conversation. I need you to be part of the conversation, which will make you, believe it or not, it'll make you part of the solution. I don't know if it'll make you. I guess it'll keep you as part of the making. It's kind of strong. Keep you part of the solution. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being involved, being engaged. I mean, there's no way around it. Seriously. I don't even want to talk about it. Right? But I guess we have to. The impeachment charade that's going on right now, I think it's hilarious myself. You know, no hearing on the congressional side, on the House side. Right? The FBI, you know, so you remember them, the FBI? The one that I don't trust, but everybody else that seems to. The FBI came out and even said, has laid out the fact that the January 6th event was pre-planned. Right? And this is nothing more than a play for the Democrats. There's nothing real here, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Now, the Senate voted to move on with the Trump trial. They rejected arguments, the Dems, really, rejected arguments that this was unconstitutional in any way. Right? And when you look at it, they're making a big deal out of the fact that six Republicans jumped ship. Six Republicans went over to wanting to bring the trial forward. But Romney is among those six. Why is that? I'm sorry. Why are we giving that any credence or credit whatsoever? Does it make any sense? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You cannot impeach. Right? You're removing a sitting president. You're removing somebody from office. So are they suggesting that Trump is really the president? Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Six Republicans who joined with the Democrats on voting to continue the trial were senators. Now, none of these should be a shock or a big deal. The left will make it a big deal. Right? You know they will. Susan Collins of Maine, Bill Cassidy, anybody even hear this guy? Louisiana. Lisa Murkowski, Murkowski of Alaska. Mitt Romney of Utah. Honestly, if I didn't see his name on a list, I would have been concerned. Really. He hates Trump. Which is always a good reason to vote or not vote. Is hating not what's best for the country. Ben Sasse of Nebraska and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania. Now, Cassidy changed his vote from January when he was among the 45 Republicans who supported a motion by Rand Paul that declared that the trial was unconstitutional. Cassidy said he was persuaded by the House impeachment managers. How? The only thing that I heard that they thought that they had something to work with, these Maronis, that, you know, that a president shouldn't think that just because he does an impeachable offense in his last weeks in office, that he can get away with it. What does impeachment mean? Did anybody look that up? Did Dave look that up? He goes on to say, if anyone disagrees with my vote and would like an explanation, I'd ask them to listen to the arguments presented by the House. We did that last time. They had nothing then, they have nothing now. And as a matter of fact, if their arguments and evidence were so good, why didn't they have a hearing? They had no hearing. And now that he's no longer in office, what are you going to remove him from? Right? Now, one Republican who voted against having impeachment said that, you know, basically, the voters have spoken. He's out. Well, let's move on. Well, actually, the voters didn't speak. They had their votes stolen from them. And as they said, you know, presidents are impeachable because they're removable. Now, former presidents are because, again, I say, what are you going to remove them from? House Democrats made the case that not only is there a precedent for proceeding with impeachment for a federal official who is out of office, but it's the right thing to do to hold presidents accountable. Look, I know, and they're going all the way back to the 1876 corruption case of William Becknap, President Ulysses Grant's war secretary. First of all, it's not a president. Plus, that's number one. And there was a lot more to it than that. It was such... I mean, so they impeached him, and then what? What did they remove him from? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I don't know. Maybe I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. What can I talk about? Let's go to Jason out of Idaho. Jason, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Joe. I'm actually part of a group. I'm the leader of a group. A couple of the fellows have called you, I think, Butch and Steve and so on. We're called the Fun Bunch. I was calling in to say no one's going to be calling you anymore. We've decided your show is kind of, you know, it's not really worth it now.
Well, Jason, there's 3,000 other shows out there you can listen to, and listen, you won't break my heart, man. You have a great night. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. You can, we'll be back in a few minutes with Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. Don't forget your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, do something. Right? I mean, call the show and tell me how you're not going to listen anymore. Like, I don't know who it was, Jason or Steve or Frank, whoever just called in. And would you guys do that? Because I wouldn't do that. I mean, if I didn't like somebody's show or didn't like somebody's restaurant, I just wouldn't go anymore. Right? I mean, seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You can't turn this guy off because, seriously, he's got more information on what's going on. He fights guys like Governor Nuisance, because we do need somebody out there fighting for us. You know, all you Facebook attorneys, stop. Just please stop. And really get the information. Get the help you need. Get the real information that we can move on, we can step out on. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring him on. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with me. He's got a lot going on, and I tell you what, it's a great organization to check up on and find out about. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, great to be on the program. Thank you.
You know, today, round two of an impeachment debacle, an impeachment fiasco. I don't even know what you want to call it or whatever. I mean, it's so constitutional that John Roberts wouldn't even get involved with it. That's how constitutional it is. He would have been bound by the Constitution, bound by law, to actually be part of the proceedings, wouldn't he?
Right, exactly. And he chose not to, and that was his decision.
Wow. Now, he would not have been able to choose not to if it was truly a valid impeachment process, correct?
Correct. He would have had to have carried out that duty. But some say he was never asked. If he was never asked by the Democrats in control, it was only because they had information that he was not going to do it. There's no way I think anyone with any rational sense and understanding of the Constitution would expect this Chief Justice to preside over such a joke of a hearing of an impeachment trial.
And he's not even a Trump supporter. I mean, people need to realize that. He is not a pro-Trump guy by any stretch of the imagination.
No, he would. In fact, that was to his blame. I mean, he actually engaged in back and forth publicly, arguing and disagreeing with the president. Very unprofessional. Justice Roberts is very insecure. He's probably one of the most insecure chief justices that I've ever seen, at least in my lifetime. And so it's not like he had some favor to give to the to Trump. He was so obsessed with trying to show that they were independent and that the courts were not biased. And Trump says, no, they are biased. A lot of these judges are activists and political. He goes, oh no, they're not. They're all very objective. And of course, we, the American people, we just laugh at that kind of an assertion. We all know better. So.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No kidding. You know, and again, you look at what's going on. No hearing in the House. Aren't they required to have a hearing to hear the evidence and then bring it to the Senate? Or at least, as I've broken it down in the past, it's kind of like the House of the police. They gather the information and then they bring it, to the DA, if you would, and then there's a hearing, correct?
Right, correct. And that's the problem here is they didn't gather any evidence of any. They didn't have any hearings anyway. I mean, something as serious as impeaching the president of the United States or the former president of the United States, in this case, you think they would have taken that seriously? They've had lots of hearings. Every year they have lots of hearings, and I used to work for Senator Phil Graham in D.C., and I would attend hearings, no problem. But for some reason, they didn't want to have a hearing where the evidence was actually scrutinized, or lack thereof of evidence was scrutinized. I think that was really what it was all about. They knew they had nothing.
Right?
And so they just skipped the hearing. And so they could do the parade and the ceremony and bring it over to the Senate. So this is a farce on so many different levels. The worst of which, though, of course, is the assertion that they can impeach a president that is no longer in service, is no longer president. If they get away with that, then they could theoretically, we could quote unquote impeach Theodore Roosevelt, or impeach at least the living presidents, Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's go back and let's start with Carter because he did a lot of pretty bad things, and then we can go right down the list. We're going to Clinton, and we'll do him again. I mean, he deserves a second impeachment. If Trump deserved two, Clinton definitely deserves two, right?
Oh,
Then Obama. We just found, with the text messages that you're seeing, and the more and more evidence that's coming to light to show that he knew about this, he knew about the fake dossier.
Yeah,
we could have a field day with this, couldn't we?
Oh, we could, because his administration all the way up to Obama was aware of this fake dossier and involving the Russia hoax, impeaching. I mean, impeach Clinton. I mean, it's just. And of course, the real answer is you don't impeach presidents who are not in office, and that makes absolutely no sense at all. And it's just a political farce that is used for staging purposes, wasting time, And it's a real clear breach of trust. I think the American people are going to take note of this. And at the end of the day, I think the polls are going to show that the American people do not appreciate what was done.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. I think they'd like people to get on to the business of the day. Get on, you know, to getting us back in our schools, back in our, back in our churches and so forth. It really is getting old, you know. Now, the other thing I think is hilarious, you know, they put an impeccable team together, starting with Swalwell, right? The guy that was sleeping with the Chinese spy. That was, it's a good guy to put at the top of the list, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit problematic. Yeah, China, Chinese spy of all spies of all countries.
I thought you'd get a kick out of it. I look at this stuff and read. Can you imagine you and I are sitting in a room and we're going to write a sitcom and we start talking about it. Well, we're going to do it. Oh, a second impeachment of the president that's not in office. This is going to be great. And you start working it through and you say, well, the head of our impeachment team will be a guy that was sleeping with a Chinese spy. Now, that'll never sell. But apparently, I guess it does. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it really shows also just a lack of judgment. Someone in his position, dealing with intelligence, and here's someone from China, not even suspect that this person might be a Chinese spy, didn't have any kind of intelligence background work done on this person. Yeah.
Nothing. And they want us to trust them with the security of the country. That's a real kick. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. Brad and I'll be back in a few minutes. Whether you want us or not, we'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio, called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first day of President Trump's impeachment trial saw arguments over the constitutionality of the proceedings. Trump defense lawyer David Schoen called the trial a political move fueled by hatred of a former president.
This is a process fueled irresponsibly by base hatred by these House managers and those who gave them their charge, and they are willing to sacrifice our national character to advance their hatred and their fear that one day they might not be the party in power.
Lead House impeachment manager Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland argued that the Senate could not allow a president to call for political violence against American institutions.
We cannot have presidents inciting and mobilizing mob violence against
our government and our institutions because they refuse to accept the will of the people under the Constitution of the United States.
The day ended with a 56-44 vote declaring that the former president is subject to the jurisdiction of the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Joe Bacino, your host, always a pleasure. Love it. You know, I've become less of a fan of Ted Cruz, and you guys know why. But, you know, here he is calling today's debacle in the Senate a theater. I love that. That's a great line, right? Today's Senate impeachment theater, because there's no other name for it. There is nothing there. They have absolutely no evidence. Let me bring in my guest, because I'll put it to him as a judge. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Listen, Your Honor, if I brought this case in front of you and said I have no proof, you know, here's a video where he doesn't incite the riot. We now have proof that this thing was planned out, okay? And so, you know, can we convict him that he incited the riot by his words?
Yeah, and the answer would be no, especially when the planned out is not planned out by Donald Trump.
Right.
You know, that's the key. So, so if it's planned out, who was it planned out by? And if it's not Donald Trump, case dismissed, and they have no evidence it was planned out by Donald Trump, because it wasn't planned out by Donald Trump. That would be a fiasco, which it was, and it would be counterproductive, which it was, and clearly contrary to his and interest, which is to keep the focus on the injustices, the injustice of the massive voter fraud that irrebuttably took place. It would not be self-serving at all for his goals and intentions to have planned something like that. And we've seen pictures of radicals, in the forefront of those few dozen of the thousands that showed up who decided to to move forward and to invade the Capitol. That is not in any way telling of the people that were there. I know people there. I have friends that were there at the big rally. That is not a violent group of people. Those are wonderful people, very much the opposite of other radical demonstrators and rioters that we've seen in downtown cities across America with burning and violence and the like.
Oh, God, and it's just never stopped. You know what's really funny? Schumer came out and said that he wanted Republicans to keep an open mind at the Trump trial because Trump fed mob lies that motivated their behavior, their violent behavior. They totally dismiss, you know, what Pelosi said, what Maxine Waters said, and others about going out and actually doing violent acts against Trump supporters. So somehow that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, and his presupposition of that Schumer made of dealing with alleging that Trump provided false information was that the information was false. That's his presupposition. And if they would allow for a hearing, if they'd allow for a proper investigation of the voter fraud, But the Democrats are squashing that. They don't want any focus or attention on that. And, you know, you've had some very substantive, lots of substantive information has come out, indisputable that massive fraud took place. So Schumer has a false predisposition,
right,
in making that assertion against President Donald Trump. It wasn't false. It was actually accurate. It was true. Many intelligent people were there at that rally for that reason. People that I know are very educated. A friend of mine has a juris doctorate. He's constitutional attorney, furious, and he was there, just like many constitutional attorneys like myself. Would have either be there physically or be there in spirit.
Yeah, it's amazing. We don't, and I hate to say this, but it's true. I am tired of hearing my conservative friends saying, well, that's against the Constitution, this is against the Constitution, that's against the law, they're not following the law, and they're in control.
Right.
And they are totally, look at what Biden has done to the ICE agents at this point in time. Look at what's being done in Los Angeles with the new DA. In L.A., you know, totally, he had a judge smack him down today, or yesterday, whatever day it was, because he's got to stay. He even has to follow the law. So they are a lawless, soulless, godless group of people, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not speaking for you. I'm speaking for me.
No, you're speaking for me, too, this time.
Okay.
Definitely. You're right. That's exactly what they are. Their goal is power, control, to reset society as we know it, to change history, to delete history, and to change our whole existence as a nation, for in terms of freedom, liberty, economics, opportunity, etc. So it's a serious time we live in, and when we realize what the left is willing to do to get there, should have all of us very concerned. And I think it's going to, personally, this is the optimist coming out, I think this is going to be inspiring as more and more information continues to come out. More and more Americans are going to feel compelled to hear that, have their voice heard irrebuttably in this next midterm election, taking back the House and the Senate into the hands of reasonableness and sensibility.
Well, that is that is provided that, it's not stolen. Look, if we don't get these other states on board, if we don't get these states on board with cleaning up their, A, voter rolls, B, the process by which they go through, I understand, and I don't know if you're keeping up on the number, there are 40-some-odd cases in front of the Supreme Court now or being pushed through the system, if you would, and they're not being rejected, actually being heard or suggested that they're going to be heard when it comes to the voter fraud. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, there's a lot going on I haven't been able to keep up with, but I do know that there are, like, cases are still ongoing, and the Supreme Court's going to have to take this very seriously. Unfortunately, there just wasn't enough time for some members of the court, at least, to be willing to move on it absent a more built-up linkage and proving up of the case, sure. Even though there was compelling evidence that the fraud has occurred, did occur on a massive level. It takes more than that to prove a causation of an outcome, and that's what they weren't able to show because of the time limits. But I think more and more evidence is going to come out. More of these cases are going to be heard, and as it does, it's going to be drip, drip, drip. More and more information, and more Americans are going to have their eyes opened and respond accordingly in the next election, in my opinion.
So they'll be able to, yeah, I mean, but the Supreme Court rulings will either push or force these legislators and or other states to follow their own laws or shore up their laws, correct?
Yes, exactly, because the Constitution clearly gives the power to the state legislators with regards to setting up the rules and the governance of the voting process, the dates, the times, the ballots, how it's done. That's up to the state legislature, and as we saw in these states where you have Republican-controlled state legislatures, like in Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, we had governors that were not cooperative and went against, arguably went against the wishes of of the legislators and went against the Constitution. And I think at the end of the day, that's a major issue. We're also already have in motion a number of states of drafting state bills and state legislature to bring about reform to prevent mail-in ballots and the like, and reforming the system, voter ID, et cetera. And I think that's going to be very helpful in moving forward. I'm optimistic on that front, too. The American people are demanding, at least from the Republicans, are demanding that their legislators step up and adopt the proper reform. So I think we're going to see that as well.
No, I think this is great. But you look at California, they're trying to push a law together today, I think it was, or yesterday they were pushing. They would allow mail-in ballots to every registered voter. Now think about that, right? Just because you're registered doesn't mean you're a legal voter, number one. Number two is, what is it, L.A. County has over 1.5 million people that are registered to vote that are either dead, don't live here, or registered to vote in like three or four different places. So I'm not so keen on that.
And no, you're right. And there's, fight. Yeah, and there's no need for that when it sacrifices the truthfulness and the accuracy and reliability of an election. They shouldn't do that. That's too high of a price to pay. It totally negates the whole purpose of the election, which is to ensure that the power belongs to the people, clearly, respectfully, and transparently. So it just opens more room for fraud and mistrust, and with that, greater frustration. And it's long term. It's very serious. And California has enough long term problems. We don't need to be having a greater suspicion for fraud in our elections and control by something or someone other than the people themselves.
Yeah, we're gonna have to take a hard look at those things, and in other states. Also, you got a great one. When we come back, we're gonna talk about the case you took on, where a federal district court judge granted, in part, an emergency motion, maybe allowing churches to stay open. We'll be back in a few minutes, Joe. Back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina. Don't go far.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now. When you text the word now to 48542, get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word now to 48542. Text now to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word now to 48542.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. Don't forget your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROKE-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're back at it again. Let me just bring him in because I don't want to waste any time. Got a lot I still want to talk with him about. Brad Dinkins joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And Brad, before we crank on and get lost in the conversation, you're going to tell people what PJI is all about and what they can do to help you.
Yeah, Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization. And we're unique, as you know, Joe, in that we defend religious freedom, parental rights all across the United States. And we have more offices from coast to coast doing this work without charge than any other legal organization. And we're also unique in that we don't just cherry pick high profile cases. We work hard to make sure that no one is ever left on the side of the road, that everyone gets the assistance they need when it comes to religious freedom, parental rights, or the sanctity of human life. And it's we've been around for more than two decades, and it's a joy to serve you, anyone in the audience who needs assistance, or if they'd like to support our organization financially, or they'd like to get our free legal insider update newsletter, they can just go to our website, pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org.
Yeah, and guys, look, at I know people he's helped. I know people the organization has helped. You really, 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 you know, if you can't figure out who to help or what organization to get behind, this is a great organization to get behind and help out as well. All right. Now, to prove that you're helping us and you're fighting the real fight, San Jose had decided that, well, the Supreme Court, really, they don't know what they're talking about. We're not going to do what they told us, didn't they?
Right, yeah. The Supreme Court really clearly on February 5th, made it very clear that, look, California, you can't tell churches they can't have anyone in any indoor service at any time. They said, you've got all these secular businesses out there that are partially open, have 25% occupancy, so you have to give churches and synagogues at least the same respect and treat it the same, allow them to have 25% occupancy for indoor services or indoor gatherings. Very clear, crystal clear. But Santa Clara County, for some reason, didn't get it, and they said, well, that really doesn't apply to us. We have our own rules and policies separate from the state, so we're above that. We're above the Supreme Court's decision in this. And we heard this. Our chief counsel, Kevin Snyder, heard this in our Sacramento office and immediately drafted an emergency motion. We filed it on behalf of five churches, there in Santa Clara County. And the judge immediately heard the motion and immediately moved on it. This is days. We're talking over a weekend. I mean, everything is just moving very fast.
Oh, wow.
And I'm pleased to announce that yesterday evening, Judge DeVelia stepped in and ruled that he granted our emergency motion against the county and the state, and it basically allowing the churches to operate at 25% capacity. That's liberating the churches of Gateway City Church, or at Home Church, Spectrum Church, Orchard Community Church, and Trinity Bible Church, and, of course, all churches in Santa Clara County. And hopefully, if there's any other counties in California that think they're going to go rogue, hopefully they've learned the lesson from what happens when counties do that by looking at what happened in Santa Clara County.
No, I get the biggest kick out of this. But we're seeing this happen all over the country where they totally ignore the law. The Democrat-run cities, the Democrat-run counties, they don't really care what the law is. They're going to do what they're going to want to do because they believe it to be the right thing to do. Look, San Francisco is a perfect example of the kind of thing where they're creating, shoot-up centers for where people can shoot up illegal drugs, heroin, and other things. I mean, it's a federal offense. So I'm just not too swift, apparently, because I don't understand why the feds don't go in there and start arresting people. It's illegal to have those drugs, right?
Well, and in California also, defends criminals who they have them exit the back door of the court, so they cannot be apprehended by Border Patrol, law enforcement, or ICE, who want to seize these individuals and send them outside the country because they're criminals and they have no business to be here legally in the first place. California says, oh, no, we're not going to cooperate. We want our criminals from other countries that are here illegally. So they're going against federal law in that, on that vein as well. So California, they're making stupid decisions. The people of California are paying the price. But we at Pacific Justice Institute, when we can, as in this case, we get involved. And in this case, we're defending the churches and their ability to reopen. And mind you, Joe, this is not over. Our litigation is still continuing because the Santa Clara Airport has 100% occupancy. So you're having places like the airport 100% occupancy and churches that are specifically protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution, the Free Exercise Clause. You're saying that, no, they have a lower percentage? Do they think somehow that people go to church are sloppier and messier than people in airports? That have the same basic, distancing and sitting and everything. So this is why we're gonna take ours. We're gonna continue to take it forward on appeal to the Ninth Circuit, then the Supreme Court. We're on a fast track process, and we want to get this done and over once and for all. And we see the light at the end of the tunnel, and this is just makes the light shine all the brighter with this great decision by the judge to grant our emergency motion.
You know, I'm thinking about these things that are going on and where the Democrats are at. First of all, this unconstitutional impeachment process that they're running right now. And you think about it, they need 17 Republican votes. And as much as they think they got 6 today or something like that, they're not going to get 17. And they know they're not going to get 17. This is nothing more than a charade, is it not?
Yeah, you're right. It is a charade. And those Republican votes they did get, are people who are not loyal Republicans. They're loyal to their own exploitive purposes, their own political interests. And, you know, Romney, of course, is the head of this bunch. And he is, I think, despised by probably more Republicans than any other senator among the RINOs. But I think that these Republican senators are going to pay a price. I'm sure Romney will be challenged in the next primary, next time he's up for election, along with a number of other senators. We want true Republicans. Want true Republicans that believe with integrity and respecting the process and the Constitution. They don't want people who are self-opportunists. Making their decisions based for their own political exploits, i.e., to run for president in the next election.
Yeah, it is amazing to me. And then I think the Republican Party is shooting themselves in the foot. They're actually, many of the higher-ups are coming out and saying that, you know, they would stay neutral if Trump ran for president again. They wouldn't, endorse and or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, really, the man technically is the head of the Republican Party right now. Right?
Correct.
I mean, and so if he runs again with the approval rating he has and with the support that he has, it just shows you the Republican Party now, I have to believe, is out of touch truly with just mainstream people, mainstream Americans.
Well, I will say this. I believe the clear majority in the Republican Party, in the Senate and in the House, they have their act together. They're not playing into this. The overall majority have their head on straight. It's just a few, I think, rogue, self-focused, rhino opportunists. That's what we're dealing with here. And I think at the end of the day, we're going to see the party be very supportive and very appreciative of President Donald Trump and the role that he's going to be playing on the campaign trail for many Republicans running for office in the next midterm election. I think we'll see that, and that'll be very gracious of the president. He loves this country. He put America first throughout his first term as president. I think he'll continue to do so in supporting solid candidates, and some of those will be challenging some of these rhinos, I'm sure, as well.
Yeah, I hope so. And I see it happening already. I see people talking about it already. But again, we can't put up hardcore, far right wing people. And I'm not saying you put up squishy people, don't get me wrong. But, you've seen what happened already in there. Until we get control, you've got to put up people that can understand, that can speak to the general populace, and not give up principles. That's not what I mean. But when you have people at the dais that are pounding, or at the podium, pounding on the podium, telling them we have to listen to or act on everything QAnon says, that becomes a problem.
I know you're talking about too. In all fairness to her, she did come out today with a very humble speech and I think heartfelt in terms of acknowledging what she said was wrong. She realizes it was wrong. I think she was sincere. But still, nonetheless, we need to be very careful as voters to put up and support politicians who are vetted, who are tested to some degree and in some circles, so that we don't have we don't give that kind of bait to the Democrats to try this stereotyping, which they try to do, and the attacks they try to make on so many Americans across the country who are Republican or conservative.
All right, PJI.org, PJI.org. Brad Dacus, always a pleasure to have you with me. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. General Paul Valley joins me, retired General Paul Valley joins me. We're going to talk about why are there so many soldiers still in D.C.? Can't we find enough buses to bring them home? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.